craft tools to turn everyone and stuff to the back here. That's
like Lamport. It's like Lamport.
Okay. We spoke yesterday about this Hakir Amigo. It's the world famous Hakir Amigo. That Rav Chanan and Rav Shem Shkaf and others, the most famously Rav Chanan, the second most famously Rav Shem Shkaf, they discern from the comments that we showed him that Rishonim seem to be approaching Amigo with one or two underlying seven W's. And based on that, they're taking stand. Obviously this makes no sense. And the Rihal Levi, who by the way checked in his fine work, is in fact the Rihal Dash. It's probably the best, could be the best history book published by Arsgirl. Surely I think the only, as far as I know, the only history book published by Arsgirl with Chaim Soloveitchik, Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik recommends their death to this. If you're curious, it's a nice read. They research hundreds of Rishonim, and they have anywhere between two paragraphs and two three pages on any given Rishon. They give you a sketch of what it was like, what things he was interested in doing, where he lived, who his Rebbeim were, major influences. Very nice. And you get a lot of basic information. Not meant to be at all comprehensive, but you get a basic overview. Very, very good. I don't know, unless you have a certain type of reading style, I'm not sure if you can sit and read it straight for a few pages at a time. It is kind of gripping, but it's like both. It's not just this Rishon, that Rishon, this Rishon, that Rishon. But definitely, if you like doing that type of thing, to dip into a book in the middle and read for 20 pages, it's perfect. And it's also a great reference for it. So they tell you that the Yosef HaLevi is the Rimigash. Rimigash was one of the primary Talmidim, if not the primary Talmud of Rif. I think they tell you there that the Rif appointed the Rimigash to take over his yeshiva. Even though the Rif had a son on his own who was also a Talmud, he still appointed the Rimigash to be his successor. And the Rimigash was, I think I mentioned, the Rimigash was a Talmud of the Rif, and he was a Rebbe of Rabbeinu Maimon. He was a Rebbe of Rav Ashkenaz. The Rambam was two generations removed from the Rimagash, and three generations removed from the Rif. The Rimagash and Reino Tam and Levi were all roughly contemporaries. Everything's happening around that same time. The late 11th century, early 12th century, early 1100s. So we saw that there are two approaches to Migo. Once again, could have or should have, is it that the Migo is proving or is indicating that this guy wants to tell the truth. Our analysis of the psychology of the case is such that where he's alive, it's highly unlikely he would be the lie, okay? But that indicates that in all likelihood, he is in fact kind of true. Is it Navarre? Is it a rogue? Navarre was a fact? No, that's not the point. Ego is not the only point of ego. What ego is not psychological, it's the legal structure. The fact that Torah, number one, in Parshas Mishpatim says that Torah for Apollo and Emmanuel, divides that to be called Rabbah with a reasonable tine of Tova and the Amonim. And then the Torah extends that and says, and sometimes even a tine of Reo, which is a tine of Tova and the Amonim. In a case where I could have had said a tine of Tova. I could, in situation, some situations I have a tine of Tova to the Tamayo. Other Adim, is it a Shtar, is it a Tikadon, is it a Alba? But given the particulars of this case, if I could have said a tine of Tova, not necessarily would want to, but I could have, I had the elastic ability to say a time so, but that means I have that Nimona card, and the Kiddush Amigos, I can play it on the title Reya as well. So yesterday we spoke of three Naskaminos. Number one was Amigo de Ha'aza. Amigo de Ha'aza is only usable if it's not psychologically sensible. It's only usable if you say the Yonizero. So what's happening is that Kaha Ha'aza. And then Amigo Lapsuri Mishvua, does Amigo work to populate the Mishvua? So the Rimigash, the real lazy, said no. The Rush doesn't understand why we would care. So he suggested yesterday is the Rush is a great roadman. The Rush just thinks that the Amigo is a very straightforward, simple svara of determining what the guy, what really happened. to them. Who cares? If that's the truth, then that's the truth. Bein l'mamur, bein l'shua. It must be that the Halevi, when he limits ego to only possibly to mamur, but not to absolving his mitzvah swear, it must be that no, that it's kovatayna, it's granting you that kovat to be believed, the same way it'll be believed to say something else. And he'll say it's very nice. But all it gives you is a mitzvah kol for akol. But this is the case of Torah says kol for akol isn't good enough. This is usually kol for akol is good enough. So the legal will make you your funny time with the kol for akol. But here, it's not enough to be a kol for akol. Here, kol for akol says, you only remember the kol for akol if you swear. So very nice, you're a kol for akol, that's great. But, so you swear. And third was legal of any yodea. That Iran said that the fact you could have said, I don't know, you could have stalemated in the court proceedings, that's not an ego. Why not? Well, I said, isn't it clear I'm telling the truth? Because if I want to lie, I would have done something else. He said, yeah. So that makes sense, if you think that's what an ego is about. If you think what an ego is about is a transference of Kohatina from my what I am capable of saying to what I actually say. Well, but only I could have made a Taina A, I would have had that money for that. So then the month, I have to say that Taina can transfer to some other Taina I'm choosing over. But you didn't have that month to say Taina A. You had month to say a Taina, I could have just short-circuited the whole proceeding. I could have said Enyo Deya, I could have said no Taina at all, no Taina would have worked too. But it's not that I have that month. So good, if you say no Taina, that works great. But it's not going to help me with my bad Taina. Right now you're not saying Enyo Deya. You're saying the Machalta, you're saying whatever it is. You're saying some fine Taina. So it's really not a good time. You're not really a kofakol. Ah, but you consider me a kofakol because I could have been kofakol. No, you couldn't have. You could have just, like they get to it. Like you could have worked the star. I could have done things that wouldn't have been a taina. I could have just engineered situations to my benefit. I could have said any old day is a good time, not a taina. It's just a way of not responding which allows me to fly through. That's great if you do it. But if you don't do it, the fact you could have done that, that's the thing that could have said a taina. You wouldn't have had any money to do that. You could have done something. Okay. So now, with that in mind, with this understanding, so now we're ready to go back to our subject. Step one is the step two. We read the board. We said that when we read Tosafot yesterday, we noticed two things kind of happen. So far it's all Eclipse, so far it's all Chazar. Chazar is a good thing, Chazar is a good thing. So the first statement that seems to come out of Tosafot, it was implied, was that if you say that Taninan Nana, if we do say Taninan Nana, but then obviously Taninan if I can say Talina or Nana, if you told them could have said Nana, then of course they could have also said Hechadarki and so on and Migo. We'll get to step two in a moment. But this is step one. It seems, as Rabbi Chaim points out, it seems implied in Tosafot that that's what we're totally comfortable with. That if in fact some could have pulled Talina on Nana too, we wouldn't care about Shchicha and Shchicha, then they could have also said Hechadarki, Migo and Nana. So what would bother us when we refer to the Tosafot is that's ridiculous. Well, it doesn't prove anything. They don't claim to be saying the truth. They just have the right, somehow this magic of having the right to advance time. But we don't see psychologically, well, if they want to lie, they'll live a lot of different ways. They don't know if they're lying or telling the truth. So how can you say, clearly they're not lying? They don't know. So what you see is, and this is Tosafot within the reading. Well, I remain down. Get back to reading, this is what you'll say. So what do you see? This is the first thing that made no sense. But now, the answer should be obvious. How can Tosafot say this? Clearly. Do we question? Obviously.
That, yeah, explain.
That,
we don't care about the
Tainas
of the all you need is like a proper thing, a good enough thing that has that mana. And we don't care about the thing that
exactly. Very good. Obviously, Kol Chataina. We at first didn't didn't have this whole idea of Torah HaTayim. It's just me go just Mali Lashakar. Why would I lie to rogue that must be the Bavar, must be telling the truth? But this doesn't work. But if you say just the Torah HaTayim, it is a rule. The rule is I'm never to say Kofar. And in this case, I'm never to be Kofar that way too. Okay. So I could say this time, I could say that time. It doesn't matter whether, just like with Nigud Ha'azah, there's no, it doesn't, Nigud Ha'azah doesn't indicate, doesn't prove that I'm telling the truth. It's a rule. The rule is I'm telling the Kofar HaKos. In this case, it's also considered to be Kofar HaKos. That's right. If they could have, if they had the ability to say Nana, and that would count as Kofar HaKos, but then they could say Hefazatu will grant that also the formal title and the honorary degree of Kofar HaKos. Good? Hefazarti, well, Hefazarti against the star is a poor taina. So remember, the case of the star. And that's a taina rea. It's not a,
Those are important terms. No, the taina tova, which would be kofrako on its own, that was a taina rea. Because the star is telling me it's unlikely that it's Hefazarti, because why would you have the star? So if I have an ego, so then I can consider the time of Ray and Hefazarti also to be a Kofar HaKos. Not just the time of Tova. If I do have an ego, well, because I could say time of Tova. If that's how you look, again, this is always looking at an ego as a formal Kofar HaKos, a formal Ma'amonos valved into time of Tova. So that deals with problem number one. And that seems to be pretty clear. I think that's inescapable. I think that's not neat. There's a lot of need, but as far as I can tell, I can't think of any other way to interpret that point. So, unless you want to somehow reread the whole post, the post never actually said that. That seems pretty clear. Okay, then it comes to point number two, which Tosfos is implicit on. Let's take a look at that right now. That is about. Kasha B'Tayim HaMar. You have here this is the topic that we want to do with Gemara, and it should immediately tell you on top what Amar is in Gemara, the rich correspond. What I'm going to tell you is that I know now. And then we're up to exactly the same thing about Basra, which is our 50th value comment. And it's going to be the Ramban comment. You see here, just to review the bibliography, in the middle you have the rest. Riff lived at the same time as Rashi, and he lived in the Morocco, which is a bed that they called Riff. The remaining use cut of a safe bed. Right. He lived in Morocco. This is right here. If you look at that, he's going to have to write this page. That's where the Sargon lived in the States, alright. And in Morocco, it was right over the Strip of Gibraltar from the States. That was the Riff. And then, the Bahamar lived a generation or two later. And he lived at the famous rock gallery here with the Sefer Hamar, where he attacks the rest. So often, 15 to them. And then the Ramban wrote a counter to the Baal Mar. The Mechamot Hashem, the War of God, I once said all that, sounds very martial, but nothing to do with jihad. It had to do with the title of Muhammad that type of religious war that the Talmud sees as the most common type of religious war. He's belochein for MS, and particularly Ramban says, and this is a common thread throughout many of Ramban's writings, is he's always trying to defend the substance of the Gaonim in the very early Rishonim. Let's say the Ramban has brutal attacks on the Baha'i in the Sefer HaMitzvot, the Ramban says not so fast. And he'll say, I'm going to say they agree, he sometimes will agree to Rambam, sometimes he'll even give a third sheet though. But his major thesis is you can't just knock him off freely. That's what to say also. And often, there's a Baha'i maybe more on the right than the Rambam. And here also, the Baal Bar tries to rip the rest to shreds. So the Muhammad sometimes will agree to the Baal Bar, then will agree to the rest. That's all I'll see. But he says, no, don't jump so fast. So here's the Mokhas of the Baal Amar presents here, you see Amar HaGadol, Gemara Daf Ayin, he presents the Gemara that we spent some time on, like the Shtakit, the Shtarokit, and the Shtakit, and he says a shot more or less along the lines of what we see at the Gemara. Let's say it's the Mokhas, 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 let's say it's the Mokhas Amarakosis. The Balabar says, as did we, we're going to Gemara with the Rashbam and the Shafir. And the point of the Gemara is, there is no such thing as Tanya Nemtu. But those who said, there's a Roshia, you can't be telling Nemtu what's going on in the Tanya, but that's embarrassing, he goes in it. This Rabban, I don't think that's a tenable shot. You see from the Gemara, says Rabban, that you can be telling Nemtu. But see, that doesn't have to happen. I would say it's exactly the opposite. To the contrary, Shinikan Yeshua is a total anti of Nemtu. You see from the Gemara that we do advance a tiny of Nemtu on behalf of Yisrael. Shinumale ain't the name of Nemtu, because were to be the case that we don't say Nemtu for Yisrael, no more tiny of Nemtu. Af Tainas Chazar alone is Olam. But it came to tiny of Chazar to either. Why? Why do we believe the fellow himself, the father, to say Abadarati? Because he could have said Nemtu, like Hegel. The mother's finder is only because of the kind of sense. The case of your own if you say, says the Ramban to the Baal Mars, if you say to the Ramban, if you're going to tell me that you can't say Nashville after you tell me, hey, ask Nova, Kathabirma, how could you say, I'm sorry to them? I will be sure of him, part of them, the kind of do, and try to go along my yeah, the father would have believed that they have to die because he could have done Nashville. Our honor, we can't make any call on my Nemtu, so we can't, and he told us we can't make Nemtu to these others, any of them are not in which don't have a deal of them, we cannot say that I'm married to you. So the author shall be so in public, in the sky of Harina. You know, Ramban Shan is a poet, he said that the foundation is destroyed, how is this building going to maintain it? I believe you have clarity, you can build the Nemtu, but you can't say Nemtu. He's directly attacking the point, the very point that Tosfos was so excited about in the Gemara. Tosfos said, you see, that even though I can't say Nena, but my father could have, I could also. He wanted to call it.